Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
I am Felix Chow, Superintendent of Anderson Schools. I'm reading a book called The Art of War by Sun Tzu, translated by Lionel Giles in 1910. While this book is not a light summer reading for fun, it is a book that you can read like a novel without interruption in one long sitting, or read a few lines at a time and reflect. In this electronic high-tech world, I enjoy the opportunity of returning to the fundamentals. This is truly a book that transcends time and culture. Another similar example that transcends time and culture is The Prince by Niccolo Machiavelli, who lives in 1469 to 1527. The reader does not have to be a professor in order to read or understand books of this genre. However, it does take insight and translation. As a matter of fact, if the reader will translate the war terminology to job application, the reader will find the following paraphrasing. If you know the employer and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 interviews. If you know yourself but not the employer, for every victory gained, you will also suffer a defeat. If you know neither the employer nor yourself, you will succumb in every interview. To know thyself is the first order in life and business. I hope you will find this book to be useful and interesting to you in all aspects of life, family situations, job interviews, and conflict resolutions. The more you understand the concept in this book, the more insightful you will become. Happy reading. I am Felix Chow for Book Speak.
I'm Jean Garcia Smith from rural Henry County, and I'm reviewing the book Olive Kittredge by Elizabeth Strout. I'm loud, overbearing, opinionated, and bossy. I'm often prickly to cover up my insecurities, embarrassment, or shame. Underneath my gruff exterior, there is a tender side of me, too. I fight back tears during the national anthem. My heart wants to burst with love when I see my children. I've spent over half a century attempting to refine my natural tendencies to be opinionated, nosy, and sharp-tongued. I thought I was alone, until I met Olive Kittredge. Olive Kittredge is the force to be reckoned with in Elizabeth Strout's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. It's a collection of 13 short stories about the lives of folks in the coastal town of Cosby, Maine. Each beautifully crafted story is connected by a common thread, the inimitable, powerful presence of Olive, a seventh-grade math teacher. Olive is a large woman with a big appetite and an intimidating presence. Some of the residents of Cosby see Olive as the mean and scary teacher they had in junior high. Others who trigger Olive's capacity for compassion connect and share with her in ways they can't with anyone else. Olive's default mode is to be hard-headed and stubborn, but she learns from life and has moments of insight and startling empathy. As Olive's life unfolds, her flawed character sometimes causes her heartache. Her oppressive relationship with her son, for example, compels him to flee to California. When Olive and her husband Henry are taken hostage in the local hospital, Olive unleashes such a cruel verbal assault on Henry that his cheerful countenance is changed forever. As Olive stomps through life, she never gives up doing what she thinks is right. Although she was often gruff and cold to sweet Henry, she tends to him faithfully for years without complaint after a debilitating stroke leaves him speechless and immobile. After Henry's death, Olive almost runs over Jack Kennison in the library parking lot. Over time, as much as she resists and hates to admit, Olive begins to feel passion for this man. Waves of gratitude and regret, devoid of bitterness, sweep through Olive. It baffled her, the world, writes Strout. She did not want to leave it yet. I'm right there with you, Olive. I'm Jean Garcia Smith for BookSpeak.
Support for BookSpeak 2011 comes from Toyota and Scion of Muncie. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.